Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to consciously come into communion with the ground of being, the source of all that is, that infinite life that is your life expressing in and through and as you. This divine intelligence is beyond names and labels, and in truth, beyond our full comprehension, because we come with a limited consciousness to try and comprehend that which is infinite consciousness. I have started watching an old series on Netflix, Lucifer, where, of course, he's playing Lucifer, Morningstar, the fallen angel. And it's interesting, their take on God. In Lucifer's eyes, God is this vengeful, capricious, critical parent. It's amusing to me because for me, God is an energy, a life force, a presence, a power that is responding to me as I can expand my conscious understanding and awareness of its presence, of its power, of its life. We've shared often that God can only do for us what God can do through us. We are the vehicles, the vessels, the conduit, which Spirit is ever trying to express itself in and through. And we either allow the flow of that or we block the flow of that. It is the wonderful gift of free will that we have been given. So here on a Sunday morning, as we consciously come into communion with this divine intelligence, this all-knowing presence and power, we come with hearts open. We come with our minds prepared to expand and experience the divine that is right where we are. So my message this morning is entitled, Drivers Wanted. Are you a driver or a passenger in your life? You see, there are times when we switch between the two. There's a good time to being a passenger and there's a better time for being the driver. You see, when you are the passenger, you're just relaxing. You're not responsible. You don't have to decide which route you're taking. You don't even need to know how to drive. You can just be lazy and follow along and let someone else make those decisions and the directions and the routes as to what you're going. You just accept what others do because you're just along for the ride. And then if things go wrong or you're late or you're delayed, you get to blame somebody else. You can offload that responsibility. You're just a passive participant. And that's okay if that's the choice you choose to make. But in this life, we are required to be the drivers of it. We are supposed to be the ones that are setting the destination point. As a driver, you choose what route you're going to take. You decide when you're setting off. As a driver, you believe and trust in your abilities to drive the car, be it automatic or manual. You are responsible for the passengers that you are with. I know certainly that there's a different style of driving I have when I have someone in the car from when I'm driving on my own. You have to take into consideration the traffic conditions, whether it's wet, the weather, the lights, the heaviness of the traffic. If you're driving abroad, you need to know the rules of that country. You have to be present. I know when we're going on a familiar route, that sometimes we drift out of awareness and consciousness until we catch ourselves and we think, oh my God, we're here already. You see, life requires of us, the divine requires of us, that we sit in the driver's seat of our life. Yes, we've been given free will and free choice. That doesn't mean we don't navigate, we don't steer, we don't set the direction or set our GPS for where we want. It is not acceptable to be a passenger in this life, to be a bystander, to be an onlooker, and then wonder why you are not receiving or experiencing the things you want or desire. Too many people just want to go along for the ride. They just want to settle into the passenger seat, stare out the window, and not have to think or worry about anything until they get to their destination. But the driver has to take command, has to navigate through the detours, the motorways, the traffic. The driver has to be aware of what's going on, to check the petrol tank, to make sure he's got a full tank of gas to get there. To be a driver in our own life is an invitation to step up and step into the role that we have been set here upon this earth. For so many, it is going to be different from the things that we thought when we were younger. Or we think because we're old, we don't have time or we don't need to bother. But whatever our age, wherever we are on this journey called life, we are still required to sit in the driver's seat of it, set our spiritual GPS, and know that God is with us as we are setting out. Whilst little journeys, short journeys, I may just jump in the car and set off without acknowledging God as the ultimate steerer of my car. I certainly do not forget it when I'm going on a long journey. When I was setting off to drive down to Cornwall this summer, before I turned on the or switch the button on to turn on the engine. I've sat to align myself that whilst I was in the driver's seat, God was there with me also. That it was God that would take me safely because God would be driving through me so that I could reach my destination safely. We need to remember and align ourselves with the divine as we are navigating, as we are seeking the direction, as we are heading on the road, the motorway of life and living. And now more than ever, we are needing to be in our driving seat. There is so much that is happening, that is going on across our world, that we need to be present, that we need to be aware, that we need to be cognizant of all that is happening and all that's going on, and make the direction. Sometimes we may need to switch off the route that we think we should be on and take a detour. I know that sometimes in some of the detours I have been, you see the sign saying, detour this way, and then you're driving for miles before you see another sign, and you wonder if you're still on the right path. It's like that with our lives as well. I question and challenge myself, am I here doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this still the right path for me? Am I still in the driver's seat where God wants me to be? I check in simply because I do not want to be led by my ego down the wrong route for my life. My beloved, I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday by Abdul Basit, who said, life is a journey. Don't be a passenger. Get in the driver's seat and keep your eyes straight ahead. Douglas Pagel says, it takes being an active participant in your life, but you are in the driver's seat and you can determine the direction you want to go in. Mandy Hale says, you are meant to be in the driver's seat of your life, not running along outside the car, trying to catch up. My beloved, always the invitation here on the Sunday Soul is how can we be deepening in our connection with the sacred source of all that is? How can we step up into being and living the life we were created to live? How do we navigate in our driver's seat the direction that we are supposed to be in? My sacred text is from Romans 14, 10, 12. For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. I've shared with you one of my all-time favorite films, Defending Your Life, where the two protagonists have to give account for their time on earth. And it's one that has always sat with me, that I need to be able to give account of myself when I leave this earth, as we all will have to. When you're giving an account for yourself, will you be able to say you were a driver, or will you have to acknowledge that you were just a passenger along for the ride, allowing something or someone else to take you wherever they were going, but not necessarily where you needed to go or wanted to go? Our sacred text is an invitation and a reminder that we need to be in the driver's seat, steering the direction, heading in the on the route that we need. And it doesn't matter what you want to attribute it to, whether it's about your health, whether it's about your relationships, whether it's about your job prospects. You need to sit in the driver's seat, knowing that God is within you, steering you, guiding you, directing you. This morning I have a short story and two short poems. The first one is, the story is by Stacy Herrera, who says, don't be a passenger in your own life. She says, we spend a big part of our lives waiting. Waiting in line at the grocery store, or waiting for a phone call, or waiting for our big break. There are some things that we must wait for, but there are a lot of things that we don't. Instead of waiting for life to happen to you, take charge and create the life that you want. All too often, we allow other things and other people dictate to what happens to us. Then we are disappointed when things don't work out the way we would have liked. If you take charge of your life, there will be no disappointment. Even if things don't go a certain way, it can be chalked up as an experienced detour rather than a disappointment or failure. With each day comes a new opportunity to create the path that you wish your life to take. Each day, you have the opportunity to get in the driver's seat. Don't be a passenger in your own life, allowing fate to steer the way. Get behind the wheel, fasten your seatbelt, and take control of your destiny. Only you know where you want to go. Who cares if you take the scenic route? When you are behind the wheel, the navigation is up to you. My first poem is entitled Passenger by someone called Dread. I'm tired of being the passenger in my life, watching it happen while not being present. I want to steer my own destiny towards a happier and blissful place, taking action instead of waiting for nothing to happen, waiting and waiting, then complaining why nothing is right. You do not wait. You should not wait. You should take action. My second poem is by Allison, entitled Passenger. Life is so precious, so short. You never know what is around the next bend. Heartache and sadness, or love and joy, going along with the flow, accepting your fate, you are but a passenger with no control over your destination. Take the wheel. Make your life yours again. Our poems each speak to taking control, to stop just taking the easy option and sitting in the passenger seat, watching life pass you by. We're living and moving and having our being in the omnipresent, omnipotent, omnipresence that is spirit, that knows no time, no age, no limit. It is beyond all of our finite awareness and understanding of it. I've had friends and people tell me they're too old to change, or they're too entrenched in their ways of being, or they're too whatever. We are dealing with that which says, behold, I make all things new. We're dealing with that that says, with me all things are possible. I am the way, the truth, and the life. My beloveds, it's never too late to sit in the driver's seat of your life. My science of mind reading is entitled Lane Departure. The first quote comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, belief consists in accepting the affirmations of the soul. Unbelief is denying them. Second quote from Ernest Holmes, The Voice Celestial. There are times when logic seems to choke the mysteries that we invoke. The author writes, Some cars these days seem to have a mind of their own. Have you ever gotten behind the wheel and probably drifted a tad out of your lane and a voice comes on, apparently out of nowhere saying, lane departure? Really, how does it know that? It's one thing to have a satellite giving you GPS directions from where you are and to where you want to go, but to interrupt my space with lane departure? When you start drifting in life, an internal warning system goes off because it's been pre-programmed to warn you that you are off track. The challenge you face comes when you override the system with the volume of other mental activities. There are a lot of available stations on that mental radio, but you don't need to have them blasting, as in your life, there can be lots of tunes going through your mental world you don't need to listen to. Remember to turn up the volume to your inner guidance, guiding system, and tune out the other distractions. We have an inner GPS, as the author shares, the divine, the holy of holies, the sacred of sacred. That simply requires that we open ourselves up to the fullness, to the allness, to the perfect life that is God, that is right where we are, that is ever available, that is ever present, that is only awaiting our expansion and opening up to its level of being. Our teacher, our way shower, knew this and understood this. You could always look to our teacher and way shower as the example. He definitely sat in the driver's seat, even though there were no cars in existence in his time. He aligned himself with the divine that was right where he is. He aligned himself with the awareness that, as he said, I and my Father are one. And allowed God to steer him in all that he undertook. My beloved, if you've been in the passenger seat for a while, enjoying the view, enjoying the scene, but not actually going where you need to go, or you've allowed someone else to hold the vision for who and what your life should be about, it's not too late to step out of the drive, out of the passenger seat and into the driver's seat. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within to connect with that ground of our being. To recognize that deep calls unto deep, and deep answers. Always I remind you of the words of Job, who said, It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be cognizant as we take the next deep breath in, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Now the diaphragm, extend the stomach and take in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Inhale. hold. Gently. And for the third and final time, exhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. Bring your attention down into your heart. Take a moment to acknowledge how incredible your heart is as it pumps the life-giving blood around your body. Inhale and affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Place your attention on your kidneys, on your lower back. Take a moment to acknowledge the work of the kidneys. Offer thanks because it takes the substances and the waste and eliminates it from your body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now bring your attention round to the front of your body, onto the right side of the rib cage, to the liver, which is the largest organ. And give thanks because your liver works so hard on detoxifying the blood and fighting infection. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Now place your attention on your lungs. Take a moment and give thanks for the work of the lungs as it brings in the air from the atmosphere and passes the oxygen through the bloodstream around. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Now place your attention on your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work of the stomach as it stores and mixes and breaks down food that nourishes and gives you energy. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry.
this body is the temple of the living God. And it operates unconsciously without us giving direction or conscious instruction. So let us take a moment to acknowledge all of the systems within our body, the skeletal, the nervous, the muscular, the respiratory, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the circulatory, the urinary, the integumentary, the reproductive, the digestive systems. All these functioning, expressing as you. So now affirm. The divine within me is wholeness, and my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, reaction, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, Christ within me. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the life force, the presence, the power that is everywhere present at every point in space. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, affirming that we will sit in the driver's seat for our life and allow you through us to steer and navigate our route, our direction, and all that we need in preparation for our journey. We do not judge or criticize or condemn ourselves if we have allowed ourselves to be the passengers. But we step up to being the driver and sitting in the driver's seat for our life here on in. We know that we may have detours. We may have roadblocks. We may sit in heavy traffic. We may be running low on gas. We may be experiencing all manner of things as we sit in the driver's seat. But as we do so, we can connect to our spiritual GPS, allowing your presence, your spirit, your life force to guide, direct, and illuminate our path. Where things have been unclear, reveal whatever it is and give us greater clarity for what we should be doing and how you would like us to do it. You're not a God that is far off in the sky somewhere, but you are the life force that is right where we are. You are the perfect life that awaits our acceptance of your presence in and through and as us. You are the power that keeps the galaxies and the cosmos in their place, but you are also right where we are. Let us come back to the alignment and the remembrance, as our teacher taught us, that I and our Father, that I and the great infinite intelligence of all that is, that I am one with the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent power that is God Almighty. When we have fears or doubts or worries arising, let us know that as we sit in the driver's seat, acknowledging our oneness with you, acknowledging that we are one with the perfection, the allness, that is your life, that is your spirit, that is your intelligence. All fears, worries, and anxieties disappear and dissipate into their nothingness. Mother, Father, God, as we sit in the driver's seat, knowing that you are with us, steering, guiding, and directing us, we know we shall accomplish that for which we are here. As always, we hold in our hearts our world and so much that is happening across our globe, from floods to droughts to wars to food scarcity, to corruption to greed to power grabbing. When we lose sight of what it is to have a world that works for us, bring us back into the remembrance that the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell therein. That we should focus our attention on the remembrance that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So to surrender the worries, the concerns, the anxieties that we may have, and to trust in your infinite intelligence, to hold the vision of a world that works for all sentient beings, two-legged, four-legged, winged, hoofed, and finned, and our beautiful Mother Earth itself. For everyone and no one who has anyone, we may hold them in their hearts. We're holding all of creation in our hearts at this time. And we're sending love and peace from our hearts to theirs. We ask a special prayer for our government at this time, for all that is happening, the chaos. I ask that you allow the presence, the power that is you, to guide and direct all concerned, that they may step forward to doing what is right and the best for the people, and not for their own self-interest. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. So it is. So it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky and say out loud, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm out loud, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm out loud, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm aloud. I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm aloud. I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs about myself. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Science and Mind affirmation and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. I hear and am led.
I hear
and am led
by my divine guidance.
By my divine guidance.
Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly
unknowingly, thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. Our rumination, Rumi says, what is planted in each person's soul will sprout. And continuing with our Black History Month, today I want to share about Dame Linda Dobbs. The Honorable Mrs. Justice Dobbs is the first black person in the senior judiciary of England and Wales, being appointed a High Court judge in 2004. Dame Linda Penelope Dobbs was born in 1951. Dame Linda came to Britain from Sierra Leone when she was 7 years old. Her mother was from Sierra Leone and her father was an English lawyer who went on to serve as a High Court judge in Sierra Leone. Her father had been a High Court judge there after studying for a BSc from the University of Surrey. She came to LSE to study for an LLM and then went on to write a PhD thesis on juvenile justice in the Soviet Union. Under the supervision of Professor Hall Williams and Ivo Lapina, Dame Linda was called to the bar in 1981. Her practice at 18 Red Lion Court was predominantly criminal, specializing mainly on serious fraud, customs and excise cases, and serious sexual offenses. She took silks in 1998. Amongst other appointments, she was the chair of the Professional Standards Committee and the Criminal Bar Association. So my closing benediction today, Divine Mother, Father, God, may we know that even as we sit in the driver's seat of our life, that you are steering the course for the direction you will have us go in. May we not allow ourselves to be a spectator, bystander, or passenger for our life, allowing others to drive, instruct, or direct us. May we have the courage to trust the detours our journey may take, knowing that you are our sacred spiritual GPS, now and always. So my closing song is an old one, but one of my favorites. And you will know why when you hear a particular line in it. It is the brand new Heavies entitled, You Are the Universe. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Brand new Heavies, You Are the Universe. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy week, and I look forward to joining you next Sunday for Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.